All right, guys, welcome back to the pod, Stephen Jung Show. We talk about finance, life insurance, financial planning. Today, we're going to talk about insurance, Medicare insurance, something that is not too far in my distant future, sad to say. But so I got Mark on. He's our specialist, actually, in this space, the Jung Agency. Mark is our COO, and he pretty much has run this department for us. So today, we're going to talk about Medicare and how it affects you and why it's important. So, Mark, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Stephen. Yep. So Medicare supplements. So a lot of people, you know, are reaching retirement age right now. There's a lot of baby boomers that are reaching 65 now. Like the numbers are crazy of how many people are turning 65 at this time. So this is a major, major, major issue. A lot of states are cutting back on Medicare coverage. So there's a lot of things to be aware of, you know, as everything changes, you know, in terms of the age dynamic in America. I think people who are 65 plus, like the baby boomers, they're the largest generation currently. So this is a major issue for a lot of people. So most people, when they reach retirement age, healthcare is a major issue for them. You know, when you retire, you're 65, your body starts to break down. Unfortunately, we are human, and you know, we have to go to the doctor a lot. Sometimes we end up staying there. Sometimes we need outpatient care, in-home care, things that, you know, when you're younger, you know, that's not a major part of your budget. I mean, when you ask a 25-year-old about health insurance, they're like, unless they, you know, were born with something, you know, it's not really a major issue for them. But when you reach 55, 60, 65, this is the time you really want to get serious about it. So Medicare Parts A and Part B. So, you know, that's usually what most people sign up for when they retire. So that's what's called Original Medicare.
OG Medicare.
OG Medicare, yep. The original gangster, yeah. So OG Medicare, that's outpatient care, that's inpatient care, you're hospitalized or you need in-home care assistance, all those types of things. Of course, there's Part C, which is the new Medicare. So Medicare Part C is Medicare Advantage. That's an alternative to the original Medicare. And then, of course, Part D, which covers your all your pharmaceuticals. So we're going to focus mainly on A and B and how med subs will help with that. There is an alternative out there called Med Advantage, but that's not my area of expertise, and you know, that's a whole different video that we could talk about.
Okay.
So med subs.
So Mark, I'm going to go into it. This is not, yeah. I might not know the space. I'm not really well versed into health insurance. I know there's like Medicare and there's Medicaid. Medicaid is people who need assistance, and Medicare are people who don't need assistance, but they're responsible for some of the money for, like, if I go to the doctor, I say I'm 65 and I have a surgery or something, like, I don't know, I have a heart attack or I don't know, whatever, type of surgery. Am I going to come out of pocket? Even though I'm on a government Medicare plan, it's like, it's pretty much universal coverage insurance. Do I have to come out of pocket for that? Even though I'm covered with the plan, with Medicare?
So depending on what type of care that you're talking about, typically you either have a $1,600 deductible or a $225 deductible that you have to pay for different types of services. Mm-hmm. Now, that $1,600, which is, you know, hospital stay, you could end up paying that, I think it's up to six times in a year is like the maximum. Something like cancer.
Yeah, these days, so common.
Something like cancer, chemotherapy. So Medicare is going to pay for about 80% of that, and you're going to be responsible for 20% of that.
Now, wait. 20% of chemo treatment? Are you kidding me?
And that's what most people don't think about, because cancer treatment is expensive. Expensive. When you're talking about how much someone spends, you know, I was on a call today. The great company that we're working with, Physicians Mutual, they were talking about, you know, just the effects of cancer on families financially. I mean, obviously, you know, emotionally, spiritually, that's disheartening to see your loved one go through that. But also the financial aspect, which is our focus, the financial aspect is devastating. Most families, you know, I think it's like one of three or one of two families that deal with cancer end up having to file bankruptcy,
medical bankruptcy. Yeah, for that.
Yeah,
it's very unfortunate. Wow. So I didn't know that. So because everyone says I just gotta get to 65 and then I'm good because the government will take care of me. That's not the case, then.
No. Wow. So that, you know, 20%. It's like, oh, only 20%. That's not a big deal.
20% of 100,000 or 50,000 is a lot of money, especially when you're in fixed income.
Right. Exactly. And so, yeah. So I mean, that 20%. Could be 100,000, could be, you know, over time it's going to be a lot of money. So what a Medicare supplement can do for you is to assist with that. So it'll take care of that. You'll, depending on the plan that you get, obviously, there are plans that you will have no out-of-pocket. There are plans where you'll have to pay like a $225 deductible, and then they take care of the rest after that.
Okay, so you pay, it's like insurance. You pay for this insurance, like kind of car insurance or whatever insurance, and something happens and you're covered, the insurance company will cover the 20% of the funds. My question to you right now, there's a huge epidemic in America. Is the cost of healthcare is skyrocketing for seniors, and it's a huge problem. Now, these med sub companies that you're talking and referring to, that they will cover the other portion that you're on the hook for, do they go up every single year? Because I think that's what's going on, because people are always complaining about. Because Medicare, I don't know if that's going up every year or not. Maybe it is. I don't know, to be honest. I'm very novice in the space. But I know, is the med subs going up every single year as I get older? Like, say I'm 65 or 70, 68? Or...
So with most companies, yes. Well, actually, I'm sorry. With every single product, will get more expensive over time. 100%. Okay. Because of inflation... and increased costs of just, you know,
everything.
Everything. So with that being said, there is no product that will not change at all. Now, there are products that change very little. And there are products that could change a lot. So when you're looking for a plan, you want a plan that's going to have a dual rate structure offering to get the most savings possible. So... most companies only offer what's called attained age. So attained age policies, this is, you know, a premium structure. Attained age policies will increase with your age. So they call it the birthday tax. So every year your birthday, your premium is 100% going up. On top of the cost of inflation, you're getting penalized for being older, essentially. Now, it's kind of like term insurance in the sense that, you know, it's going to get more expensive with time, but in the beginning, it's actually less expensive than the other option we'll talk about.
Oh, wow. That's how they get you. It's like, oh, you're paying less, and then obviously as you get older, it just gets really expensive. You're like, oh my God.
But looking at the numbers for most companies, the mark that you're even paying the same amount.
At a given point, like what point do you say, hey, it's better to pay more earlier than later?
Year three is when they equal out. Pretty much.
I mean, majority of people are going to have these supplemental plans. They're not going to have it for 3 years. They're going to have it for 15, 20, 25 years, right? So that's like a no-brainer, right? I'm a numbers guy, right? I'm always about like how many more years you have to get your money back. Wow. So would you say majority of people are on the attained age? Is that everyone's on that? Is there any alternatives? Like, because that sucks.
That 100% sucks. Yeah. So there's only two companies, one of which is A+ rated, and a company that we work with, Physicians Mutual, that offers an issue age option. So what that basically means is the only increase in cost that you'll see will be just inflation. So when you get old, as you get older, you're not going to experience price changes that are drastic. I believe they've been averaging about 1.7% increase every year for issue age.
So it's not saying your age, it's saying just to keep up with inflation, we're going to charge you 1%. 1 or 2%, that's reasonable. I mean, like 10% or 15% or whatever they're charging with the other companies or attained age or whatever. Yeah. I think it's. So wow, that's huge. So that's huge.
So to give you kind of an idea, the amount of savings over time is going to be anywhere between $8,000 to $10,000 difference
in premiums alone.
And premiums alone, yeah. So we're not even getting into the type of plan that you've chosen.
Okay.
You know, we're just talking about premium, not talking about like differences in out of pocket costs and what's covered, what's not covered. We're just talking about premium costs. Yeah, the savings is anywhere between $8,000 to $10,000 if you choose the issue age option.
So that's the option. So Mark, how do we? So I guess maybe what's the best way to go about this? Go to our website, jungagency.com, learn more, and you can reach out to them and make sure that they have issued age opposed to attained age supplemental policy.
So, yeah, I mean, when you think about that, you know, our job as financial advisors is to advise you on the best strategies, not only to maintain what you have, but also to grow it. Right there alone, just that decision could save you $8,000 to $10,000 in your retirement. And we know that $8,000 to $10,000
be a lot.
Can go a long way. Because that's money you could have invested it in a different product or something else.
Or go on a trip or do something or
yeah, go on a trip, enjoy yourself. Yeah. So with that being said, I mean, yeah, that just that savings alone. I can get into more specifics on how different plans in conjunction with that strategy can also benefit you as well. But just premium structure, you want a company that offers dual rate structure. Now, Physicians Mutual, so getting into the brass tacks, so Physicians Mutual has a product called the Innovative G Plan. So this plan... is a midway between a high deductible plan and a low deductible plan that you can get a lower cost premium at the beginning, and they allow you to change that within the first 2 years to an issue age. So you can start with attained age, which is cheaper, and then within 24 months you can change it to issue age. So you can start with a lower premium. Let's say, you know, because you choose a lower premium because you're like, you know, I'm 65, but I'm still healthy.
Yeah.
I don't foresee myself having, you know, that many hospital bills. Maybe it's more cost effective for me to now start with this lower premium. Mm-hmm. They have an offering that allows you within 24 months, things change because we know that they do. You get a diagnosis, whatever, with zero underwriting, they will convert your mid-level plan into a low premium, low deductible plan, and of course, you know, it you save money for the first 2 or 3 years of the policy because you got the attained age premium, and then you can switch to issue age, and then it'll stay that same price for the rest of your life, and you're able to convert that without any medical check.
All right, my question for you is, like, let's say I'm 70 years old. And I've been paying for the last 5 years with this issued attained age policy, but there's a million carriers out there. I see a million senior commercials, like every other commercial is about this Medicare stuff because it's so important. People care about it. Can I transfer to another company? Do I have to requalify? Like, what's the procedure? Can I? Not, well, yeah, I'm not in good health. Can I? Is it like underwriting and all that? Like, how does that work?
In most states, unfortunately, you're locked in unless you can qualify.
Wow, that's tough.
Now, yes. So, you know, that's right. It's tough. So if you have a lot of medical bills and you're like, man, I really could cut costs and I really want to cut costs with my premium, that's not going to be a possibility in most states, unfortunately. Now, if you live in California, actually, California allows you on your birthday to change companies with no medical questions asked.
Go Bears. California, baby.
Go Warriors.
Yeah, all that. Golden State.
Let's go. But anyway, yeah, so they'll allow you in California on your... So I recently, I had someone who was 79. She was with another company I won't name. But she was paying... She was on an attained age policy, increasing every year. And that was a bill that she really wanted to lower. So she heard about an offering through Physicians Mutual. I reached out to her, and she didn't medically qualify to change plans. And in most states, unfortunately, I would have had to say, you know, I'm sorry, we can't help you out. But actually in California, it was around her birthday, perfect timing. And I was like, great, you know what? We can get you a cheaper plan. And as long as we can get evidence that you were insured with a different company, we can switch this over. No problem. No medical questions. Approved on the spot.
Okay. So if you're in California, you want to save some money, reach out to Mark. Mark@jungagency.com. That is his email. JUNG agency.com. Mark@jungagency.com. He'll set you up, get you from an issued attained age to an issued age policy. If you're in California, no medical underwriting. But if you're out of state, that's a different thing where you have to qualify. Hopefully you're in good shape or you took it out that you can possibly make a change and save money on your premiums.
So they did a study. I think it was Investopedia or one of those companies. They did a study that most people stick with the first company that contacts them for med subs. Right?
Most 20 people, years, man. Life expectancy is like 77, 78. So you figure 22 years, it's convenient. You know, it's like you just think it's everything's the same, right? You see a million commercials. I can see why they don't want to make a change and the headache and all that. They just say,
well, you know, when you're making the decision, you're just like, oh, like I got to get this done. So I'm going to get it done. You don't really put too much thought into it. But that's our job. You know, we do the thinking, we go out, we do the prospecting, we find the company with the offerings, and that's what we do. So put that pressure on us. But that's why you want to work with a broker. And that's why you don't want to just take the first offer that comes to you from, you know, an agent that's solely working for just one company. Because
so, Mark, you run the healthcare side for us. Tell me a little about how many healthcare insurance companies are we currently working with? Is it five, four, five, or seven? I don't know. You keep on adding new into the portfolio.
We keep adding more. It's hard to keep track anymore, but we just brokered a new deal. So we're going to have about another, I think we're going to have like 10 or somewhere between 10 and 15 companies at any time.
That's great. You know, that's another thing. Like I'm on the financial side. I'm about finding 70 carriers, which I did. And then you found like you're on 15 insurance company, which is great. I think that's one thing about working with our companies that your finances are taken care of. And then your health side is taken care of because they both conjunctually are both important because if your health costs gets out of control, that's going to affect your investments because you're going to have to pull money out and then you have to change your lifestyle. So I think that we pull a holistic view of health, retirement, assets, estate planning. So we're a one-stop shop, one-stop firm in terms of helping you with all those areas of expertise. A lot of times it's like, I only do investments. I only do life insurance. Let's find someone else to do that for you. And that's tough. I mean, right now I'm looking for a CPA right now. My CPA retired. It's like hard to find each specialist, like a competent specialist in each field. I would be great if I had someone just do everything for me. So that's the value add with us. And I think that's why people like Kaiser, because everything is like in one campus. You can get everything done in one campus. You don't have to go to different places. That's, you know, kind of that's the reason why people like Kaiser, because convenience, I guess. So I really appreciate you spearheading that. Yeah. Passion with healthcare, and I know it's a topic that's not really, really interest. People are not really interested at your age. You're such a young guy, but you're like an old soul because this thing is really, really important. Because you know we have parents that are elderly ourselves, so we have to stay on top of this. So we can save them money.
Yeah, healthcare is something that's really hits home for me because I've got a lot of doctors in my family. You know, you know, I've seen a lot of loved ones go through situations and, you know, had I had the knowledge then, you know, what could have been, you know? So, now that I have the knowledge, I want to share it with people. I want to help people, realize, you know, what they can do, how they can use these things in conjunction, and make a plan. Because most people don't have a plan, and it's like what Mike Tyson said, like everyone has a plan until they get hit, right? You know, it's exactly. You get hit with cancer. You get hit with, you know, heart attack, stroke, all these things.
Yeah, my dad, stroke survivor and a cancer survivor, man. I love my dad. I'll be out in Vegas spending time with him and my brother. But yeah, it's hit home, and it's scary, and you want no health care and stuff like that. So it's very, very, I think 1 in 2 will have cancer. 1 in 3 females will have cancer. And if you're on Medicare, you're on the hook for 20% of that. And you're going to take out a Med Supps plan. I imagine majority of people take out a Med Supps plan, but you're probably going to just choose something that your friend or your brother referred you to because it's just convenience. Or maybe you saw a commercial at midnight and you're like zombie. You're like, okay, this sounds good. And then they play this commercial late at night and you just enroll yourself and you just never make a change because you didn't realize that you can go to a health insurance professional that can like look at all the different plans and find what's best for you. And I think that's great. You should have someone that kind of does that research for you. They don't have time for that, obviously, to do that
probably. Yeah, I mean, individuals, small groups, you know, dealing with small groups is very challenging because a lot of times you have a mixture of ages, a mixture of, you know, health issues. And, you know, if, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time in the hospital because, you know, people have a lot of accidents at the job or whatever the case may be, you want to plan that's going to be curtailed to your particular situation. You want to think about, are they going to give you the option to use doctors anywhere? You know, what if you're a company that sends people to different states, they get hurt somewhere else, they have to go to the hospital somewhere else, out of network, they got to pay out of pocket.
Yeah.
You know, so what's really great about Physicians Mutual is they have a huge network. You know, they allow you to choose. Another great thing about Med Supps in general is, you know, you get the option to choose care. You don't have to, you know, be on a wait list and get referral for, you know, a procedure that you need done.
Oh,
you
can okay. just it's more like PPO then. You get to choose your own doctors yeah. and do what right. you want to do opposed to like getting the referral, right. like the nightmare of getting the referral and
that's
the whole process.
That's Medicare Part C. That's, you know, Med Advantage. That's where it's kind of it's privatized, where you can only go into certain doctors. You can only, you know, get coverage in certain areas. But yeah, so MedSupp.
That's tough because like I have a dentist, amazing dentist, retired UCSF, Dr. Duffner, I love you. I saw this guy since I was like 3 or 4. And like I would fly up to the Bay Area for dentist appointments. I was so crazy about not getting another dentist because I trusted him, loved him, respected him. And I just kept on going to see him. Like, and for me to like find a new dentist, finally did that later in like my 40s. But yeah, it's crazy. I saw him for like 35 years and like, it's tough. Like, I can't imagine like your doctor that you have this connection with and like saying, you can't go back to I can't choose my doctor. That is major turnoff. I would be major like, I mean, I'm crazy about my dentist, but a freaking doctor, I mean, that's another level, right?
That's another level. And, you know, it's like, if your doctor's like, you need this procedure, and it's like, maybe it's going to be covered, maybe it's not going to be covered. Physicians Mutual, a lot of times, will pick up, depending on the product that you purchase, they'll pick up the bill, even if Medicare doesn't cover their percentage of it. Obviously, there's a deductible involved, but they will actually take care of the larger portion of that. I think the depending on the plan, you know, max deductible is like $2,700. But, you know, okay. if Medicare doesn't cover it at all, you know, you'd rather pay the $2,700 than, you know, whatever it ends up costing.
So I guess, Mark, you're saying it's important to work with a professional like yourself to navigate all this stuff. Even, you know, you might know physicians exist. Physicians Mutual, but you might not which plan, how it works. Like, that's your job. And is there a fee for that if I go to you? Do I pay more if I go to you and sign up for Med Supps or if I go to them? Or is it all, it's all the same wherever you go, right? It's like they're the same rate, same price, no matter where you go, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, and the value of working with a broker, you get a free service from us, you know, providing you with our expertise in the area. If you call a 1-800 number, even at Physicians Mutual, which they have really great phone pickup rate, I think you don't have to wait on hold for longer than a minute. And I've dealt with some companies where it's like, it's an hour. It's a nightmare. But even then, you're calling someone who is, you know, they know the products, but they may not care as much, and that may not look at the full picture for you, because they might suggest a plan, not thinking about, well, oh, they have this option at work, or they have this going on, so they might not need this. They can start with this and go with this later, and you know, how's that going to work with life insurance and this and that? So that's where a broker comes in, where we can provide that extra value and really, really show you how you can, you know, make it all work. It's important. It's a huge decision. Most people kind of overlook it, and they end up just getting into a plan early just because they turn 65. I guess I got to do it. And they get locked into something. They don't know until something happens and it's not covered. And
yeah. So, Mark, if you're 65, are you guaranteed to get a Med Sup plan, or do you have to go through a complete underwriting process?
Good question. So, 6 months before your birthday, and with Physicians Mutual, 7 months. So, they will do actually the earliest out. So, you can apply 7 months out from your 65th birthday and 7 months after your 65th birthday and go through zero underwriting.
All right, 7 months before, 7 months after, you can enroll without any type of underwriting. So you have to get it in that window. You must get it within that seven-month window, yes. Or it's going to be full underwriting and you might not get qualified. Well,
after that, from 65 to 68, there's limited underwriting. So they don't look too deep into it. But after 68, fully underwritten.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's really important. This is very time sensitive. So, guys, if you're about to turn 65 or just turned 65, it's very important that you sign up for a MedSups plan. You make sure you find the right plan that's not going to be attained age, more issue days, and that makes a difference in terms of your rate for the life of the policy. Please reach out to Mark at JungAgency.com. He can help you and assist you. He's the expertise in this area. That's why I have my partner. JungAgency.com as well. But yeah, Mark, so thanks a lot, guys. Hope you saw value in this, guys. I know this topic that's not so exciting, but if you have a parent or you're 65, definitely share this. This is really important information. The show is all about adding value in financial or entrepreneurial or just stuff that's going to add some value. Please do me a favor. Like this video. Share this video. Consider subscribing, because we're going to try to drop these videos at least once a week if possible. We're extremely busy running our firm, obviously. It's not always possible. But hope you saw value in this. Find us on podcast on Apple or Spotify. And so guys, thanks again. Thank you, Mark, for educating the public about this. It's really, really important. They do have options. And all right, guys, we'll see you in the next one.